Joining us here after his, I'm sure, big Thanksgiving dinner, Arnie LaRich from the Pine River Watershed. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about what's going on in our local area.
Yes, indeed. And well, as I mentioned earlier, today, Black Friday, tomorrow, Small Business Saturday, and then we got Cyber Monday. But after that, it's Giving Tuesday. And you got a couple of organizations that are a big part of that we're talking about.
That's correct. We have our Sable Valley Audubon for birders in the area and connecting with the youth, getting them out to observe the wildlife. And also the one we're going to talk about is the Pine River Watershed Group.
Yeah, most people are probably familiar with what the Sable Valley Audubon is all about, but Pine River Watershed, give us a little background on that organization.
Well, the Pine River is a 400-square-mile watershed that flows throughout Iosco, the northern half of Iosco, and mostly in Alcona. And it flows into the Sable River just below Vanatten Lake.
Okay. So that watershed area there, very special, obviously, if there's a group that's out there trying to maintain it and conserve what the resources there.
Well, that's true. And for about 15 years, they've had a management plan to try to minimize or prevent the erosion of soil in the river system that will cover fish habitat and it will stop the reproduction of fish. So that's one thing. It'll also fill in the lake or the river and change the habitat. And we're trying to preserve that for the youth and the future generations.
Very good. And you do that throughout the course of the year. There are different projects going on just about all the time, aren't there?
Well, there are.
Yeah.
Through invasive species that we're doing in the spring and the DNR. And Doug, one of our members, does an outstanding job on that. But we also, with the youth, we bring the youth out at least twice a year to sample what we call macroinvertebrates, so the insects in the stream. And that's the food for the fish. And we sample that in the Pine River in about six locations. And we've been in partnering with the Oscoda High School with a science teacher there to bring them out twice a year. And now we're increasing into Alcona High School. Just this last fall, we did.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So doing a lot of things, and that costs money, and that's why the Giving Tuesday is such a big part of what the Pine River Watershed is all about.
That's correct. It helps us to, the teachers have to have a substitute teacher or transportation, and so we try to help them with that, but also the equipment to sample.
Now, the Community Foundation of Northeast Michigan, there's 10 different organizations that are under that umbrella for Giving Tuesday. And you mentioned one of them. You're part of the Sable Valley Audubon. That's one of the groups. And we've also talked about Sunrise Side Lifelong Learning. They're in that group. But so is the Pine River Watershed. And how do they go about doing that? How do they go about donating on Tuesday?
Well, starting at midnight, and you can look at the site beforehand, but it opens up for a collection of donations, credit card, on midnight of Tuesday night and all day, 24 hours of Tuesday. And there's a website for the younger generation, a hashtag, Giving Tuesday, NEMI, stands for Northeast Michigan.
Okay. Can they go to your website, too? Is there a Pine River? Well, there's a Facebook page, isn't there, that they could probably go to learn more also?
That is correct. We have a Facebook page. The name is Pine River Watershed.
Simple as that. You can't mess that up. Pine River Watershed. Go to the Facebook page to learn more about what you do and what areas you cover, and also to give on what is a big day, Giving Tuesday. And again, 10 local organizations and a couple of them that you are a part of also. And you got some sponsors you want to mention too, Arnie.
That is correct. I mean, Huron Pines partners with us, and they give us large connection to grants, national grants, and helped us to remove a dam last year that was a fish blockage in Mikado. But we also have local, our printing is significantly sponsoring us at ABM, Alexander Business Machines. Jim Alexander does a great job. And also the Camp Inn Lodge helps us a lot with the Kirtland's Warbler Tours, and they're very helpful in doing this. So it helps us cut down our expenses and we can spend more, and our priority is with the youth.
Very good. All right, Arnie, hey, it's been a pleasure having you in. I know you'll be back with us on Tuesday for Sunrise Side. We'll talk more about the Ensemble Valley Audubon, which is another big part of Giving Tuesday. Check out all the details. Go to the Facebook page for the Pine River Watershed. What about Ensemble Valley Audubon? Where can they learn more about that organization, Arnie?
They can go to our Facebook site, Ensemble Valley Audubon.
Very good.
And also, we have a very good website that they can connect through that Facebook site, and that is just www.ensemblevalleyaudubon.org.
All right, there you go. Giving Tuesday is coming up this Tuesday to support Northeast Michigan nonprofits. Just go to the Community Foundation of Northeast Michigan's website also to learn more. Arnie, it's been a pleasure, my friend. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully we raise a lot of money for you on Giving Tuesday.
Thank you. Just small donations, greatly appreciated.